Little Frieda and Jack Flanders have discovered Dr. Missoula's secret laboratory, hidden deep within the heart of the Inverness Mountain. They found strange old machines within this laboratory. In fact, it was like stepping into a museum of alchemy. Little Frieda used her unique powers of the mind to go into the machines to discover what they were used for. She discovered that Dr. Missoula could reach into those dark, hidden passageways in man and not only uncover his ancient symbols, but also give these symbols a physical existence. So, it appears that Dr. Missoula's dragon is, in reality, Dr. Missoula's dragon. As we look in beneath the surface of Inverness, we find Jack Flanders standing alone, in his normal pose of absolute bewilderment, attempting to understand why little Frieda has vanished into thin air once again.
Some things are beginning to make sense. All those creatures, that horrible spidery creature in the maze, those creatures that danced by the fire, and those creatures that stood on their hind legs and then ran off on all fours, all of these beasts come from the depths of Dr. Missoula's own being. Just as every man has ogres he wishes not to expose, Dr. Missoula has chosen to deliberately reach inside himself and bring them into the light. Oh, speaking of light, with little Frieda gone, I can't see a thing. I better retrace my steps and return to the lab. So the only problem now seems to be how many of these creatures have gotten out of hand, like his dragon. Wait a minute. I just thought of something. Dr. Missoula could manifest a likeness of Meanie Eeny, and that might explain who was chasing me with a meat cleaver. But what would be the motivation? I'm no threat. Am I? Holy Toledo! What's that?
Meanwhile, back at the Inverness Mansion.
Why, Dr. Missoula, what's wrong?
What?
Oh, you jumped.
I must have dozed off for a second.
Really? But tell me, Dr. Missoula, just what are you going to do about your dragon?
I put him back where he come from.
But he's grown enormous.
It's those vibrations from that temple. The cave draws them in, and he feeds off them and gets fatter by the day.
Then I should think you should do something and do it quickly.
I'll get them this time. At the far end of his cave, near the main laboratory's back door, I've installed an alarm system. When he gets near enough, the one-way beam will be broken. And then the cave becomes like a giant hellhole of walloping enormous speakers filled with insane laughter. The dragon can't stand being laughed at, and he will rush to the source, and that's when I turn all the power on him.
You feel that will do the trick?
Who knows? If not, we've got a problem. Hark! My vest pocket alarm announces the arrival of the dragon. I've got him this time! Barbecue dragon burger tonight!
Do be careful, Dr. Missoula! Be careful!
Meanwhile, back at the tunnel.
I've got to get out of here before that laughter drives me mad. Oh, there's the lab door up ahead. I should be able to... Oh my God, the door just slammed shut! It's bolted! I'm stuck out here! What's that? Oh my God, it's the dragon! It's coming! Let me in! Let me in! Oh, Lord, no one can hear me with all this racket! What the hell is that? It's some kind of a machine! Ah! Ah! Yikes! What's going on?
And inside the laboratory, Dr. Missoula arrives.
Ah, I got him this time. Everything was set on automatic. All that it took was for the invisible beam to be broken. Now I'll crank up the gain to full intensity. That ought to wither him down to size. Yes, my god.
Dr. Missoula, Dr. Missoula, stop. Jack's caught in that tunnel with the dragon.
Shoot. Just as I was...
I've dissolved...
Where are you?
But hurry, Dr. Mazzulla. Otherwise, Jack will become merely a symbol in your unconscious.
A disturbing thought, my dear. My humanitarian instincts are aroused. Quick, pull that lever there and open the door while I reverse the game.
Jacko, 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 let me give you a hand.
What hand? I can't even see you with all this smoke.
Quick, little Frida, quick. Close the door before the dragon...
Aha, too late. In stomps the dragon, furious, hissing smoke and bellowing fire. Dr. Mazzulla's machines are ripped from their bolts and thrown across the room like paper tigers.
He's destroying the lab, Dr. He's destroying the lab, Dr. Mazzulla.
Accurately put, little Frida. But I'll cut him off.
Reverse your module, Mazzulla.
It's about to go. Let me see here.
Here he comes. This is it. Let's bamboos.
There's no holding back, Mazzulla. Let's split.
But my lab, all these years. No, I'll fight to the end.
On second thought, you're right.
How do you say that? Feats. Do your stuff.
Let's go.
Dr. Mazzulla's dragon has bullied its way into the alchemist's large underground laboratory. The dragon, a manifestation of a symbol that had laid dormant deep within the unconscious of Dr. Mazzulla, is now in the process of totally demolishing his lab.
Ach, den Lieber! All my railroad alchemist's equipment, my work, my secrets being smashed to smithereens!
Stay back, Mazzulla. There's little we can do.
Give me a club. I'll give that lizard a whack on the skull he'll never forget.
We've got to get out of this place. This whole thing is going to explode any second.
Good idea. Come on, Mazzulla.
Some dragon you are.
Quick. Yeah. We'll all go up.
Come on, Mazzulla. Come on.
All right. Dragon, that dragon. That no good cigarette.
Hey, where's little Frida? Isn't she with us?
Can't tell. She's
little
she's
Frida.
Too invisible.
Little Frida! I'm going back.
What are you going to look for? You can't even see her.
Look, I've got to find her. Good grief!
Quick, up the stairs! Don't let that stuff get to you!
But little Frida's in there!
Come on! Hurry!
Okay. I guess it doesn't make much difference now.
Later that day...
Jack, is there no way of being certain about little Frida?
Not until the radiation settles. And there's still the danger of our dissolving into symbols.
That poor child. To think that she may just be a memory. And how long will this radiation unpleasantry exist?
It's impossible to say. Dr. Mazzulla is out by the cave where the temple once stood.
Where the temple once stood?
Yes. I guess the blast was so strong it came roaring out of the cave and just took the temple with it.
Oh, that ancient symbol of
Well, at least it didn't blow the mountain apart. And Inverness, too, for that matter.
Oh, I don't know what to say. He's such a boggle-brained blunderer. There'll be no more alchemy practiced on these grounds, my God! Jives! More tea! Oh, I must control myself. Well, Jack, your visit to Inverness has been a rather sad experience, I'm afraid.
Well, we can't be certain about little Frida. Perhaps somehow she did escape.
Yes, God willing. But for that matter, the dragon may have escaped too.
Oh, I doubt it.
And the Madonna Vampira. She is gone, isn't she?
Well, that's the one thing I don't understand, Auntie. I saw her body lying dead in that Lotus Land, and I saw Lord Jowls alive. Somehow I've got to get back there.
Yes.
But how? I don't know. It makes me so weary just to think about all that I went through the first time I found that land and its strange lotus jukebox.
How soon will you set forth?
As soon as I've rested. As soon as I've rested tomorrow.
As soon as you've reread the script, at any rate.
As soon as I've rested tomorrow.
Is there anything I can do?
Yes. I'm going to need a lot of nickels, maybe a couple of hundred. It's an offering to the jukebox.
I'll assault my piggy bank immediately.
Good.
Tea, Lady Giles, Master Jack, is served.
Thank you, Giles. Giles.
Yes, ma'am?
Will you fetch my favorite razorback piggy bank?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Now, Jack, we will be able to shake out enough nickels and dimes to easily sponsor your expedition.
There's one other thing I need from you, Auntie.
Would you have some sugar?
Truth.
One lump or two.
Auntie, I need the truth.
Ah. Well, I can tell you what little I know, but whether that's true.
That will be fine, Auntie.
Ah. Well, perhaps if you told me what you do know, I could fill in on what you don't know.
Well, I know about all of us being together in Atlantis. I know that everyone, with the exception of myself, has furthered his awareness every incarnation.
Yes.
And that we've all known each other in past lives, again and again. And now I understand that because of Dr. Mazzulla's creations, I was able to withstand the pressures and strange madness within that fourth tower.
Very good.
But, Auntie, why all this? It's far more than just the task of finding Lord Giles and our being together once more, isn't it?
Your favorite razorback piggy bank, Lady Giles.
Thank you, Giles. Now, Jack, let's see what we can shake out of this plump plaster porker.
Auntie, first, please answer my question.
Question? Ah, Jack, a buffalo nickel.
Auntie.
I just love money, don't you? Ah, look, a Roosevelt dime. My, my, my.
Because I dig that just as in Mount Analog, when you're climbing the mountain of consciousness, at every new camp you get to, before you can leave the camp and go ahead, you have to prepare the firewood and keep the camp going for the next party that's coming along. We have the responsibility constantly to be sharing with one another our unfolding journeys. And that's what we're doing. That's what the book, these meetings are about, and the boxes are about, and this process. It's all part of the process that we are becoming conscious all together at one rate. It's a whole lot of us, and it's all happening simultaneously. Nobody's getting ahead of anybody else. You don't have to get into that one. Is he getting high faster than I'm getting high? Am I as high as she is? I'm higher than you are.